It's me, Amiro. It's so good to be back on Ace the Rapper Space. And I will be heading into an interview with Kyle September, who is a young singer and songwriter from South Africa. He started singing and writing his own songs at a young age, and as a teenager, he played in church youth bands. He learned how to play many instruments before enrolling at the Wits School of Arts, where he majored in composition. The singer-songwriter recently released his debut radio single, Sweetness, which can be described as a festive summer anthem. He will be talking to us today about his single and his music career. Welcome to the show, Kyle. Can you tell us a bit more about how you got into music?
I got into music by being conceived, basically. As soon as my father found out that my mother was pregnant, he made sure that as soon as I could hear sounds, in my mother's womb, he would play guitar and sing or play music tapes and videos. And as soon as I was born, that didn't let up. So the musical influence of my father is definitely what got me into music.
How would you describe your music style?
I would describe my musical style as progressive pop. It's your everyday pop that you'd expect to hear on the radio, but with the twist of subtle hints and flavors from what I learned during my music honors degree at Wits School of Arts.
What instruments do you play, and which one was the most difficult to learn?
I play guitar, bass guitar, drums, piano, and of course I sing as well, and I definitely consider the voice a musical instrument. The most difficult instrument to learn, certainly from my experience, was the guitar. Instruments like piano and drums, you don't have to learn a lot to get a nice sound of the instrument. You know, you hit the drum or you press the piano key and you get a nice sound. But with guitar, it takes a lot of training to get the technique and strength in your hands and the coordination just to get a clean sound out of the string. So that was definitely a big challenge with learning the guitar, especially because that's the instrument I learned at the youngest age out of the others.
What is one of your biggest highlights of your music career?
My biggest career highlight thus far was definitely performing at the Afriski Resort in Lesotho on top of the Maluti Mountains. A dream of mine was always that my music would be able to take me to places in the world that I've always wanted to travel. And being at one of the highest points in Africa, I think it's the highest establishment in Africa, playing outside on a rooftop overlooking the whole continent is what it felt like while performing. That was something very special to me that I'll always remember.
Can you tell us what inspired your debut single, Sweetness?
So there's a two-part story to the inspiration behind Sweetness. The conception of the idea comes from when I was on tour with a mate and fellow colleague, Lindo M. We were touring Botswana, and he had spoken to me about his idea to use things that people say often but aren't necessarily sayings, so that it would make the song or the title relatable. The very next morning, after a hard night of work and gigging, we had breakfast. We weren't sure exactly what we were eating, but there was something very special about it. We looked at each other. I said to him, "What's special about this?" He looked at me and he said, "It's that sweetness, man." So I put his words and his idea from the previous night together and based a song around that. Now, when we get into the meaning of the song, the inspiration behind the meaning is basically that special something that you find in a soulmate, that regardless of your circumstance, it feels like home, brings you to a safe space, and you know everything is okay and everything is right in the world because of that person's presence in your life. So in that sense, it's a very intimate love song in general about love that can exist between two people while being a very playful and catchy, lighthearted tune at the same time.
How would you describe Sweetness?
I would describe Sweetness as a summer anthem. Absolutely a song of the summer. I've always wanted to write a song where people get to the festive season and they see it as a song that encapsulates everything that they love about a hot, festive South African December.
What is your dream music collaboration?
My dream collaboration would have to be Mark Ronson. Everything that man produces, co-writes, turns to absolute timeless gold. I mean, we're talking about Valerie with Amy Winehouse, Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart, Miley Cyrus, Electricity, Dua Lipa. The man is something special, and it would be an honor to work with him.
What message of encouragement do you have for children wanting to become a musician?
My advice to children wanting to become musicians is a simple one. Play and listen to music. Keep that relationship with music of discovery. Listen to different types, pick up your instrument, practice, and play. Find your own personality and your own relationship with that instrument. Put time into it. Don't just do it as a chore, like homework, to try to reach a specific level. If you create an intimate bond with music and your instrument, you'll have your own unique style that no one else can perform. And when you perform that, that's what I believe listeners really respond to. When you aren't replicating someone else's style, but you have your own personal style of performing and songwriting. And that's what I think is the most beautiful part of being a composer and a performer.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
Lastly, I'd like to say thank you so much, Red Cross Radio, for having me for this interview. And to all of you in the studio and to all the listeners out there, I hope you enjoy the song. I hope all the joy I put into it translates into your lives. And I hope that it kickstarts the sweetest festive season of your life. Thank you very much. Keep well, everyone. Goodbye.
Thank you, Carl, for such an amazing interview. And now we'll be listening to your song, Sweetness.